Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a tremendous day. Hope you've had a tremendous start to your week. I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we got plenty to recap just from the weekend and even today. So much news in the NFL. So much news in the world of tennis. We got a lot to do. Here's the deal. If you want to listen to the show, if you want to hit pause, if you want to hit rewind, if you want to call me, if you want to hear yourself, you can do it all on the Odyssey app, which happens to be free. Thank you to everybody tuning in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got hundreds of them all across North America. So shout outs to everybody tuning in from Canada. You could be in Edmonton. You could be in Toronto. You could be in here in Georgia with me, down in Florida, San Diego, etc. On and on and on. Thank you to everybody on the SiriusXM or tuning in on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody tuned in and locked in on a smart speaker. It's real simple. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you'll know everything that we're going to discuss and talk about tonight because it's been posted. And if you want to talk to me, if you want to call up and be a part of the show, that's also very simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Here we go, folks. A lot to get into. But before we do a damn thing, Shep, how are you on this this Monday? You doing smooth?
I'm doing well, Jared. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm ready to roll. We've had a busy weekend of sports. I was knocked out sleep. I didn't see the Wimbledon final. Saw all about it. Looking forward to what Alcaraz can do in the future. More specifically, what he can do in the U.S. Open. I've seen Steph Curry hit some amazing golf shots over the weekend. Later on in the show, Charles Barkley, we know he's a crap golfer. He was also out at Lake Tahoe, and he continued to make some statements in support of the LGBTQ plus community. And so we'll hear that later on in the show. So there's a lot to get into. We're going to talk about the running backs who didn't come to an agreement on a new contract. We'll talk about that momentarily. There's a former running back who apologized to a fan base for not signing a contract a few years ago. James Harden and Daryl Morey are not best buddies anymore. We found out that DeAndre Hopkins, he's going to be heading to the Tennessee Titans. Maybe he can actually have a quarterback who can deliver him the ball. We'll get into that. Bill Belichick, so many conversations about this dude being on the hot seat. Northwestern, the football program, they're on the hot seat. Joel Embiid running his mouth just kind of said, I want to win a championship in Philly or anywhere. And so we got a lot to do. But let's get into the running backs. We'll get into DeAndre Hopkins next hour and Belichick and Harden, etc. The big news was today at 4 p.m. Eastern time, there was a deadline for players to sign a long-term deal if you were franchise tagged. And if you didn't come to an agreement on a long-term deal, there's nothing. You could play the season on a franchise tag. You play the game or you sit out. That's just what it is. No more long-term contracts. You can throw that out of the window until we get to next season. And so this really affects three main running backs in the NFL. You don't have to look any further than Josh Jacobs of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can go ahead and look at Tony Pollard of the Dallas Cowboys, who we now know is expected to be the feature back with Ezekiel Elliott getting the boot. And then you have Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley, man, he's been looking for his contract. Daniel Jones, his quarterback, got his money. And Saquon has to settle. And so what is the franchise tag for a running back? This upcoming season, it's a little north of $10 million. And when you think about the top contracts or the top contract had by a running back in the NFL right now, it's Christian McCaffrey. He's making $16 million a year on a contract that he signed back when he was a member of the Carolina Panthers. And the minute that Christian McCaffrey signed on the dotted line, he had to deal with a multitude of injuries. He got hurt. And thank God now he's back in California, back out west where he was in school, and now he's healthy with the 49ers. Thank God we know that they need him as well with their quarterback situation. And so Saquon made it very clear. He wasn't expecting to set the bar for running backs. He wasn't trying to jump Christian McCaffrey. He wasn't trying to, quote-unquote, reset the market. He just wanted to be paid commensurate to what he's done, which last year was a Pro Bowl caliber player, especially coming off of his ACL injury. The year before that, in 2019, he had to deal with a high ankle sprain. And Saquon Barkley, I mean, months ago, before we even got to this point, you know, he was talking about signing a contract, and he made it clear, man, I just want to be a New York Giant. Listen to Saquon.
I mean, I think I kind of been vocal about in before contracts was even brought up, about how I feel about this place, where I want my legacy to be in this place, and I want to be a Giant for life. And like I said, I've been vocal about that. So, you know, if the conversation gets brought up again, then we'll go from there.
No guarantees that he's going to be a New York Giant for life. Saquon Barkley is going to have to get paid that $10 million+ on the franchise tag, or he may decide to just, I don't know, maybe sit out a week. It's been reported that Saquon Barkley won't be at training camp at all for the New York Giants, of which, by the way, he's not required to do. Saquon Barkley doesn't get hit until he decides to not play a game in the regular season. He could be going all training camp. And the New York Giants, they have to accept the fact that, hey, things might have been fractured here with Saquon Barkley. They have the option, all of these running backs, whether it's Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs or Tony Pollard, they can be tagged again next season. There's no guarantees that you have to be handed a long-term contract. And with Saquon Barkley's injuries, and is there a guarantee? Is there a worry? There's always a worry with running backs as to how they're going to hold up, what they're going to do. The New York Giants went 9-7-1 last year, and it was a hell of a surprise. Daniel Jones led the way with Saquon Barkley. And if you don't have Saquon this upcoming season, I don't think Matthew Breida is going to be out there helping to run them to the playoffs. And so I expect to see Saquon. I don't expect him to be happy at all. A matter of fact, Saquon Barkley put on social media, it is what it is. He knew that this was coming. He's talked openly about this and recognizing now at this point of his career, of which he got drafted in 2018, that, hey, this is the business side of football. Josh Jacobs, months ago, he was asked about being tagged with the franchise tag, and the media was talking to him, and Josh Jacobs pretty much said, man, I would just really, I'd become the villain. Listen to this interaction.
Hopefully we can figure it out. They can put some pieces together.
Josh, I'm sure your preference is probably a multi-year deal. Do you think you would have a negative reaction to something like the franchise tag?
Oh, hero turned villain.
Hero turned villain. Oh, yeah, he could laugh about that months ago. That was at the Pro Bowl. He can sit and laugh about it now. I don't think Josh Jacobs is sitting around laughing, knowing that they didn't come to an agreement on a contract. This man last season, more than 1,600 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. They drafted Zamir White. He's in the building, but you got Jimmy Garoppolo. The Raiders are an entire team in a, I don't want to call it a rebuild, but they are. Who's expecting Jimmy Garoppolo to be healthy? Nobody. Already having off-season surgery. Josh Jacobs didn't get paid. And then if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Pollard taking over for Dak Prescott. Tony Pollard didn't get paid either. And he broke his leg in the damn playoffs. Ezekiel Elliott is on the Shep, what do you call it? The unemployment line. There you go. Ezekiel Elliott's on the unemployment line. Tony Pollard has gotten a $10 million bump in salary, and Tony Pollard is going to be the only dude who's going to play. He's not going to miss time. And what type of leverage does he have when he broke his leg in the playoffs? They have replaced Ezekiel Elliott, and Tony Pollard is saying to himself, well, damn it, I finally got a chance to be the guy. I'm coming off of a broken leg. Why would Tony Pollard not show up to work? The quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, he was asked about Tony Pollard months ago as well. And Dak Prescott basically said, man, he's our guy. I'm excited for him. Listen to this.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you feel good to see progress with Tony. Obviously, him having that injury, knowing the guy he is, the way he takes care of his body, he's going to be able to bounce back really, really fast. And the best is ahead for him. So excited just him to get this franchise tag and go make it count.
Oh, I guess that's the one guy who can be optimistic about a franchise tag. The dude coming off of an injury. The Dallas Cowboys and Tony Pollard couldn't come to terms on a long-term deal. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys, why would you? You want to throw money at the dude coming off of a broken leg? If Saquon Barkley was a year removed and he was coming off of his ACL tear, what leverage would he have? He'd be begging or be thankful for whatever the New York Giants gave him. But this is the world that we're in right now with running backs in the NFL. They hold no value, really. You look at a Todd Gurley getting a big deal with the Rams and basically career being cooked. We can look at Ezekiel Elliott right now. Dallas Cowboys seemingly already run into the ground. NFL teams want to pick up running backs. They don't even want to draft them high. Saquon, the curse for him was that he was selected number two in 2018. They want to get these running backs. They want to get them out the bargain bin. They want to hope that they work. This is like picking up used parts from an auto shop and plugging it into your car and just hoping to see how far it goes. And then when it starts to clunk and the car doesn't move and it slows down and it's making noise, you just go get another one for cheaper. Instead of buying the most expensive part, hoping that it lasts, you just replace it. And we know the NFL, they ain't lacking for talent. They can find running backs in the draft. They can pull dudes basically off of the street who can give you some juice. And then when it's done, when they wring all the life out of you, they say next. And so the days are pretty much over. Christian McCaffrey sitting at 16, and if I was the NFL Players Association, I'm a little surprised that we haven't heard so much of a peep about these salaries and the running backs and just the decompression and bringing the salaries down and not paying these superstars. Josh Jacobs, one of the best running backs in the NFL. You can make the argument. Top five running back in the NFL. Saquon Barkley, number two overall pick in 2018. David Gettleman catching a whole lot of heat for drafting a running back that high at the moment that he drafted him, saying that this was a football player touched by the hand of God. One of the top five running backs in the NFL. no contract. Tony Pollard, who you would consider to be someone who's been underutilized because of Ezekiel Elliott and his contract, someone that you would say is a little fresh, and he's coming off of a broken leg. The Cowboys got all the leverage in the world. No contract. I didn't even get into some of the other running backs that are just looking for jobs right now. Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt. These are all dudes. Pro Bowl in the past and still maybe got some a couple more miles left in them. I don't know about Ezekiel Elliott. No jobs. It's a hard knock life for running backs in the NFL right now. $10 million a year, not too shabby. $10 million a year for a running back with, man, we got backup players on parts of the teams getting more money than the feature back. I can understand how that's a little problematic, especially when you think about all the touches and the usage of the running backs. They want to get paid what they're worth, but the teams don't trust them to stay healthy. And for Saquon Barkley, a Josh Jacobs, a Tony Pollard, man, you're just going to have to take what they give you and just pray that they don't tag you again next year. It's a hard knock life for running backs in the NFL. NFL doing this position dirty, and they've been doing it for years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's tough for the running backs in the league. We're going to talk more about this later on in the show. We're going to get into James Harden and Daryl Morey, DeAndre Hopkins. There's just so much to do. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, we're going to talk about a running back who was in the same situation a few years ago. He actually took an entire year off, and his career hit the toilet. This guy, he actually apologized to a fan base for quitting. Matter of fact, you'll hear from him on the other side. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of big news in the NFL today. A lot of it having to do with some big-name running backs who did not come to any type of long-term contract agreement with their teams. We can go down the list. It ain't that long. Tony Pollard of the Cowboys, franchise tag. He's going to play on it. He's going to show up to work because he's coming off of a broken leg. Why exacerbate things? He has no leverage. Josh Jacobs of the Raiders, no deal. He's going to play on his tag. Is he going to be gone for the entire offseason or the training camp period? Probably and likely. He said that being tagged and going through this process, he would most likely go from the hero to the villain. I think that means he ain't going to show up to work. And then we have Saquon Barkley, who's made it very clear for the past, I'd say, year or so that he wants to be with the New York Giants his entire career, and then they tagged him. Daniel Jones got the money. 4 years, $160 million, and Saquon Barkley is going to have to play on a $10 million tag because they did not come to terms on a long-term deal. And so Saquon Barkley also likely to not show up to training camp or preseason. Damn it, he might miss a week of work to let everybody know how unhappy he is with this deal and situation. And I told you before we went to break, there's a running back who went through this a few years ago, and this entire process did not work out for him at all. His career basically tanked and plummeted as a result. And I'm talking about Le'Veon Bell, formerly of the Steelers. This is what he did. His last season with the Steelers was 2017. That season, he had almost 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 11 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell in his prime was basically a Swiss Army knife. You could count on Le'Veon Bell to both run the football and be out there on the receiving end of it. And he played 2017 on the tag. The Steelers attempted to tag him again. He did not sign, and he decided to sit out the entire 2018 season, refused the second tag. The New York Jets give him a contract, 4 years, $52 million. About 30, 35 of it was guaranteed. And then he had to play for some guy who didn't deserve a job named Adam Gase. Adam Gase did not even want Le'Veon Bell. And from there, that moment, Le'Veon Bell released the next season. He averaged a career low, 3.2 yards a carry, only had less than 800 yards rushing, and the Jets dumped him the next year. And that was basically it. I mean, you may not even remember this, but Le'Veon Bell, at one point in time, was on the Chiefs, didn't play. He was on the Ravens, really didn't play. Was on the Bucks, didn't play. Last season, this past season, 2022, Le'Veon Bell did not play. And so I guess it's taken a while. We've seen Le'Veon Bell. He's run around and he's done celebrity boxing. I know he's boxed just as a recreation. And his football days are probably done, especially being that he's 31, which is ancient by running back standards. And so his career is pretty much tanked. And Le'Veon Bell actually took to social media over the weekend, and he wanted to apologize directly to the Steeler fans. Take a listen to this.
I never apologized to the fans for really sitting out or leaving the Steelers. I never apologized. So I'm going to say I apologize for leaving the best damn fans there is in this damn world. I shouldn't have left. I apologize. I should never have left. I apologize. That's my fault. That's on me.
Well, why is he apologize? I get it. Steeler fans are some of the best fans that we have in sports here in North America, without a shadow of a doubt. Steeler fans will travel. They are loyal. They are vocal. And you can't go anywhere without finding or identifying a Steelers fan, because they really move. And we talked about this last week. I remember last Friday night, just in regards to the Pirates and all the losing that the Pirates have had to endure historically. And their fans are loyal as hell, and they're not a legacy team, or at least legacy like what the Steelers mean to the NFL. And so, man, Le'Veon Bell, you don't got to apologize to the fans. I certainly hope that you're apologizing to yourself. And I guess that $35 million guaranteed to basically walk away from the NFL, not too shabby. But at 31 years old, we know Le'Veon Bell, he ain't picking up a football again. Those days are over. So, yeah, I don't know if the Steeler fans care about his apology. It's 4 years ago, bruh. 4 or 5 years ago. That's over with. Nobody's thinking about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It does make you think, though. None of these guys are going to sit out, right? Saquon Barkley is not going to sit out. Josh Jacobs is not going to sit out. Tony Pollard is going to show up to work and cash his money. But the other two dudes, and this is the part that really stinks, they have no leverage. They have none. What does Saquon Barkley gain by not showing up to work? Nothing. What does Josh Jacobs gain by not showing up to work? Nothing. And I'm not talking about preseason games. I'm not talking about training camp. I'm talking about for the season. They're going to show up to work. If they miss a game, so be it. Make your point known. Hey, I'm not digging what y'all did. They're going to show up to work. 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. Paul, go ahead, right to your point, right to your point. What's on your mind, Paul?
Right to my point. Okay, here's the deal. I think the weather, Mother Nature took over this deal. I think Tennessee is a better suit.
Let's to get right to the point, we'd have to add a little bit more context.
Okay.
Who and what are you referring to outside of just Tennessee?
I think that he had two choices.
Wait, hold he on. Had... Wait a minute, Paul. Paul, here's the thing. Hold on a second, Paul. Hold on a second. Hold on. I have to regather my own thoughts. He's using pronouns without actually telling us the who. I believe he's. You're referring to DeAndre Hopkins, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you didn't say that. It would help if you did. But go ahead, okay. Paul. Finish.
Okay, so you had a relationship with two coaches. Okay? So you had one choice that, let's say, McNair got involved in why Billy O'Brien got fired and D-Hop. Okay, don't ever forget that. Now you have a relationship that you in my backyard, which was D-Hop. And the two coaches that was involved in this deal was
Mike Vrabel Belichick? And Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, the Mother Nature didn't have involved in this?
No, I think what the biggest thing that was involved in this is called money. It's called green. I think it makes the world go round. If you want to tell me about Mother Nature, then tell me that they chopped down a tree and they converted it into money and they gave it to DeAndre Hopkins. I think that is the most important thing here. Money makes the world go round, if you haven't heard. Hey, we just talked about it. We got a bunch of upset running backs because they're not getting money. Le'Veon Bell didn't sign his contract years ago with the Steelers, refused that second tag because he wanted a long-term deal. He wanted that money. It's all about money. That's a simple explanation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of money, it's not just an issue with NFL running backs, past and present. Crazy to call Le'Veon Bell a part of the past. There's also money being an issue in the NBA. James Harden is not happy with his financial situation, and he still wants out of Philadelphia. And the general manager who had his back for years, even before Philly, now they got a beef. Why? I think you heard it a few seconds ago. It's all about money. I'll explain on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you should be interested, if you should, the NBA has just crowned a Summer League champion. The Cleveland Cavaliers finished Summer League undefeated, and they beat the Houston Rockets in a game in Vegas, 99-78. I think the two biggest names here that you might want to pay attention to for the Cavaliers, you do have somebody worth a damn. You have Mobley put in 28 points. Amani Bates, who was just drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, had 19 points. And someone, a name who's picked up a lot of recognition over the past several weeks, you have Whitmore on the Rockets. He had 14 points. And so I find this to be interesting. The winners of the Summer League, they get rings and championship shirts. They're excited about this. Hey, Shep, why the hell are they so excited?
I have no idea. This is the only winning they know of since LeBron James.
Yeah, they have a Summer League championship trophy. I know the Summer League players, I kid you not, they're going to receive rings. And this is nice, whatever. But Summer League is about the individual talents and just getting a taste of the NBA, everybody trying to put their best foot forward. So whatever. Congratulations to the Cavs for winning the Summer League title. Whatever. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I made it very clear, and I think this is something that everybody knows, money makes the world go round. It really does. Money makes the world go round. And we talked about it in relation to the running backs in the NFL right now. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, that franchise tag. I told you about Le'Veon Bell and his apology to Steeler fans a few years ago for not sticking around and signing a long-term deal. And then I said this is applicable to other sports. We have James Harden right now, formerly of the Houston Rockets and the Brooklyn Nets, currently of the 76ers, it's been reported that James Harden is not happy. And if you need an explanation as to why James Harden wants to go to Los Angeles and play for the Clippers, take a listen to Sham Sharania, who happened to be on the rally, and he tried to explain this. Listen.
The relationship between James Harden and Daryl Morey, the president of basketball operations in Philadelphia, it's essentially severed. It's essentially fractured throughout this process. There's no longer that valve of open-minded, open-ended trust that we've seen over the course of 692 games that Daryl Morey and James Harden have been together in Houston and in Philly. And when James Harden opted in, the decision to work together on a trade, that stemmed from James Harden believing that there was no real intention from the Sixers in giving him a long-term offer as a free agent. And so everyone around the Sixers, they know that he's been incredibly unnerved about how the team has handled his potential free agency, especially last summer. He takes a $15 million pay cut in salary to allow the Sixers to go out, make moves, and make the team better. And so right now, James Harden is still where he's been the last few weeks. He wants a trade, and he wants a trade to the Clippers.
Man, you ain't good no more. Well, you're still good, but you're not what you used to be. If you're going to be mad at anybody, why are you mad at Daryl Morey, the guy bent over backwards to bring you to Philly and kiss your ass in Houston, and now you're mad because he cost you money? You wouldn't have this issue if I don't know, maybe you were healthy, if you still had a little bit more bounce to your game. And I'm not going to totally eviscerate James Harden, okay, because he can still play. Is he going to be consistent? Is he going to just pop up and here's 30, 30, 35, 40, 35? No, them days are over. He's going to get you an inconsistent 20 and 10. And when I say inconsistent, he might shoot 3 for 14 one game and only give you 7 points and still have 12 assists. Man, that's not MVP worthy. That's not all-star worthy. That's not putting the team on your back. And then when you want to think about his commitment fully to basketball, how many more images do we need of him partying, hanging out at strip clubs, throwing a birthday cake off of a boat, slapping a guy in Las Vegas? Like, what you mad at Daryl Morey for? Be mad at yourself. You're the dude who wanted to leave Houston. Isn't that what you wanted? You didn't have to leave. You're the guy that ended up in Brooklyn. And then when you got to Brooklyn, you complained about that. Okay, sure, Kyrie Irving gave you a reason. You complained about that, man. And then you went to Philly and said, this is where you wanted to be the whole time. And now, oh my God, the general manager cost me money. Now I'm mad at him. Be mad at yourself. Nobody's forcing you into any of these teams or situations but you. We can't tell what type of player you would still be if you weren't out running around partying. I don't know, instead of partying, maybe you could get some rest. Maybe you could stretch. Maybe you could recover and get some sleep. I don't know. But enough. Send James Harden to Siberia. I don't know what the basketball league is like out there, but have him go out there and ply his trade. complaining about money that he lost. It's called a mirror. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, first-time listener and caller. You're talking running backs in the NFL. Alvin Kamara for the New Orleans Saints. Please, no contest. Costing him $100,000, 30 days community service. But the Houdat Nation firmly believes Roger Goodell hates the New Orleans Saints. What's he going to do?
Well, Roger Goodell is well within his right if he should choose to suspend Alvin Kamara. And we know that over the past several years, especially with the new collective bargaining agreement, that the rules surrounding a punishment have changed. But even if there's an additional step with someone else trying to dole out the punishment, Roger Goodell has the authority to veto. I understand people want to look at the postseason and look at a Rams game between the Saints and go, oh, man, NFL hates the Saints. That's not the case. Alvin Kamara pled no contest to beating a dude up the night before the Pro Bowl. There's nothing outside of that. And so if he is suspended for a game or two games, what's the beef? What are we going to say? Well, he beat a guy up, so you know, Roger Goodell suspended him, and so you know it's Roger Goodell's fault. Roger Goodell didn't punch and beat a dude up. I'm pretty sure Roger Goodell was at home in his Bronxville bed, sleeping comfortably, while Alvin Kamara and another guy were beating up a guy in Vegas. Come on now. Got to call a spade a spade. 855-212-4CBS. Look, if I beat somebody up, I should get punished, okay? If anybody beats somebody up, they should be punished. And it's not a matter of him pleading no contest or not having to go to jail. It don't matter. He's guilty of knocking a dude out. He's guilty of putting himself in this position. And it has nothing to do whether or not he was found guilty in a court of law. He's found guilty of being a dumbass. And now he's have to pay for it. 855-212-4CBS. Robert is calling from Annapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Robert?
Good evening, JR. Thank you for taking my call. This is kind of a follow-up to my call to you about 3 months ago. I had a comment about how screwed up the NFL salary structure is. I was talking about quarterback situations back then, but tonight it's about running backs. Their value is it's undervalued. Some of these running backs, like Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs, they're the key player on their team's offense. Why should they be paid at this point, 4 or 5 years into their career, which is shorter than any other position, like a guard? It's just I don't understand why the NFL they have put a salary cap to limit how much an entire roster can be paid, but they could certainly do a lot more about how individual positions are paid.
Yeah, they can. But here's the thing. They're the ones paying out the teams. We know this for a fact. And if anybody needs to be shouting or yelling, I mentioned this in the first break, it should be the NFL Players Association. Let's think about that.
Yeah.
What have they done, and where has this noise been based on the running back salaries? We're going to talk about this more in depth later on in the show. But a few years ago, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, we had Terrell Davis from the Denver Broncos right here on the show. And he specifically made the point that running backs deserve to have their own carve out or potentially their own union because of the lack of advocacy from the NFLPA. And it's unfortunate.
Well, I don't know about that, but they certainly should be paid more than what's the top running backs. When we get to the elite running backs, even as elite as they may be, they're only going to be able to do that for a short period of time. They should be paid premium value. They're more valuable than a wide receiver. Look what some of these wide receivers are getting now. I just don't get it, JR. I really don't.
Well, it's about chopping down. At the market. That's what it is. They don't want to pay them. They think they're replaceable. That's what they find to be. Christian McCaffrey's making 16. The dude who was mentioned a few seconds ago, Alvin Kamara, he's the second highest paid running back at $15 million. And he brings up a very good point. I'm not going to go as far to say that they're more valuable, but if you have a premium running back, a lot of the running backs right now are not just running backs. When you think about how the NFL has changed over the past 5 to 10 years, when you have the Christian McCaffreys, the Alvin Kamaras, these guys are operating not just as running backs. They're in essence slot receivers. They're playing every down. They become pass-catching options. I mean, Alvin Kamara, year after year, I'm going to expect him to go out there and have 800 yards in the air, 800-plus yards on the ground, and a bunch of touchdowns. If I think about Christian McCaffrey, I'm thinking about Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk territory. I'm thinking about someone who's going to get me 1,000 on the air and in the ground. And there's so many more running backs. It's their job to also catch the ball. They're not getting paid the bucks for it, though. Who's going to stop the NFL from doing it? Is the NFLPA going to have to sue? I mean, are they going to have to enact a lawsuit? Is it going to have to be something? Because we all know it's not fair. It's all in front of us. But who's going to do something? Me screaming about it ain't going to make a difference. You screaming about it's not making a difference. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, the running backs collectively, Austin Eckler, all of these dudes have railed against not being paid commensurate to what they bring. They take more punishment. They take more abuse. They don't get the money. The Players Association should be yelling about it. We'll talk more about this. We'll get it to somebody who just got paid. It's DeAndre Hopkins. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.